says Zeh HaKlal, Rabbi Akiva holds this is the Klal. No. The Tanakh is the first one he was holding. Zeh HaKlal, HaKol Lufi Kvoidei. Depends upon each person. Rashi says the first, the Gemara Forish, Kulihi Achurma. Does it mean to be Mekel or to be Machmer? So there's two ways to learn. We'll see in the Gemara. But he says everybody pays like differently. HaKol Lufi Kvoidei. It depends how much of an Adam Mechubit, how respectful you are, and then the embarrassment is more to you. So the kids, if you're more embarrassed, he has to pay you more. If you're less embarrassed, he pays you less. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu Aniyim Shebi Yisrael. Even the poor people in Klal Yisrael, Royin Oysam Kiluheim B'nei Chorin. We have to look as if, no, really the very prestigious person. They're B'nei Chorin, the free people. Just Shayodum and Asayim. But right now they have no property, they lost their property. But really, Shehaim B'nei Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov. They're all the same, B'nei Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov. Every single Jew is a chash of a person, and the bush of all them is alike. You have to pay everybody an expensive amount of embarrassment. Oh, my, so what's happened in a case like this? Oh, my, so be echad, what's happened in a story of the case of one person? Shepora Roish Isha, Bishuk. He uncovered a lady's hair in the shuk. He took off the lady's shekel, the lady's hat, in the street. Boy is the flare of the kiva. They brought this person in front of Rabbi Akiva. The chayva liten law, arba meyazuz. Rabbi Akiva said, like the din of the Mishnah, you're going to have to pay now 400 zuz. That's the bush he gave, the amount of the bush he gave this lady. Omar lo Rebbe. So Rebbe said, like Omar lo Rebbe, so this person said to Rabbi Akiva, tain li zman, give me a little bit of time. Let me think into the matter. Let me see what I can do about this. So v'nosan lo zman, Rabbi Akiva said, okay, you don't have to pay it this week. You can pay it in a month. You have to pay the money. So in the meantime, what did this person do? The person that pulled off her hair, or the hat, Shomra, he watched her, or Imedes al Pesach Hatzera, that she was once standing by the entrance of a chatzer, the door to a chatzer. V'shover esakad v'fenel. Now this person now went and broke a small barrel of oil in front of her. Uboy kis the shemen. There was a small amount of oil in this barrel. And he went now and broke the oil, the barrel, so the oil, the kitzer, was dripping down. So what did she do? She went now, gilsa es roisha, she by herself uncovered her hair again, for hoysa metafeches, and she went to let the oil go onto her hands, or manachas yoda roisha, and then she put her hands with the oil on top of her head, like to rub her head with the oil. That's what she did, and here was the Pesach Hatzera. In other words, she wasn't embarrassed to do it. So this Isha obviously was not such a tznua, she was not so makbet, always had her hair covered. So that's what this person wanted to prove, that why should I have to pay her $400? For the embarrassment, it wasn't such an embarrassment. She's not so much for anywhere to keep her hair covered. You see, she took off her hair to save some oil. She says, so I don't want to pay her so much money. Now, Hamid Oleh Edim. So this person had Edim there to see what she was doing, that she was taking and uncovering her hair to put the oil on her head. And now, Ubor Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Now he came in front of Rabbi Akiva with the Edim. Omalei, and he complained like this. Do I have to pay her $400 for the embarrassment? What kind of embarrassment? She's not makbet anyway not to uncover her hair. Sir Makiva answered back, you hold time, all that you waited now, you wasted your time. Nothing doing, you're still going to have to pay her $400. Why? He says back like this, Sir Makiva. Let's say somebody hits himself. He takes a knife and cuts himself. Even though you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to hurt yourself. It's called a rasha. And Rashi says, in the first time of the Gemara, all right, we'll see, at the Pasha of Anozi, you call the rasha if you mitzaya yourself. Still, it's potter. But when you potter, what? You don't get malchus for it, though. You potter. Acherim shechavlu boichai, or you potter from paying. But acherim shechavlu boichai yovim. Even though you don't care to make a chavol on yourself, but now when somebody else does it, though, the person has to pay you. And the same thing, the akoitzes to Yosef. If somebody uproots his own growings, something that he grew, a young tree that he grew, he uprooted it. His afopi shen of a shoe, even though you're not allowed to do it, because it's nisav val tashchis, still your potter, you don't get malchus, but acherim chayovim, if somebody else does do it, they have to pay you for the damage they did to you. So you see, even though you're not makbet upon the damage to yourself, but lamaisa, somebody does the damage to you, he has to pay you for the damage. So see in the Gemara, the Chur Bekiva means to say that even though she's not makbet on herself, like she'll take off her hair, she'll take off the cover herself, But if somebody else does it to her, it's still called embarrassment. She doesn't like when somebody else does it to her. So therefore, she's still called a person that had this embarrassment. You have to pay the $400. Now, the first case of the Mishnah was of Hatakeya Lechaveroi. So you have to pay a seller. That's all nice to my seller. That's not Tanakama. If you just said you have to pay no amona, but the Tanakama says you have to pay only a seller. If you bang or you scream in somebody's ear. See, Boilihu. But that's the Tanakama, but Rabbi Yehuda says you have to pay amona. If you, the Mishnah, basically says you pay amona. Now the question is, if Boilihu, mona tsuri tanan, or mona medina tanan? What type of amona do you have to pay according to Rabbi Yehuda? Mona tsuri, Rashi says, chafei sloyim, that's 25 sloyim, which is 100 zuz. That's more expensive. Or else mona medina, that's only shminis, 1/8 of a mona tsuri, shiva mona tsuri. Sela shem medina, chatsi zuz, only half of a zuz. Kedama b'shoshan tsarsh nagach. A regular sela is 4 zuz. But a sela medina is only half of a zuz, it's 1/8 of a sela tsuri. That's the shayla. What type of a mona do you have to pay? A mona tsuri, the more expensive one? Or else only a mona medina? The more says tsarsh ma kamina, bring your proof. So who got when there was a man to talk on Leila Chavri? He screamed or banged at somebody else's ear. Also, the Kaim of the Rebbe Yehuda Nesiyah, they brought him in front of Rebbe Yehuda Nesiyah. Omale, they said to him, Ho ano, ho Rebbe Yehuda Aglili, it's me and it's Rebbe Yehuda Aglili, have le monitsuri, pay him up a monitsuri. So Shmaminim, here it's a clear proof that the Mishnah says, a monit means monitsuri tanan. You have to pay the more valuable, the monitsuri, 100 zuz, that's what you have to pay. Now the Gemara says, "My, what does he mean to say? Who ano? Rabbi Yehuda said, here I am. Who Rabbi Yosef Seglili, and here's Rabbi Yosef Seglili. What does he mean to say? Like, therefore you have to pay this monetary. Elaine, if you want to tell me, Hokikomalei, this is what Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya meant to say. Who ano de chazisach? I was there, I saw you. For Rabbi Yosef Seglili, and it's also Rabbi Yosef Seglili, the Yom that he says monetary, that he says Alachar is, in the case where you do this type of a busha, you have to pay a monetary. Therefore, zil havle monetsuri. Therefore, you have to pay the monetsuri. So Yehuda meant to see, meant to say, I saw it. Therefore, I could be an aid. And also, the loch is like Rebbe Yaglili that says, you have to pay a monetsuri. Therefore, I'm telling you, you have to pay a monetsuri. So Moshe says, if so, lemeimu, you want to tell me, the aid, nasa dayin, the hear of Yehuda Nesiya, he was an aid badover. He himself saw what happened. So he meant to say, ho ano, means here I am, I saw what happened. That I saw you knock him, or I saw you bang, scream at him, therefore you have to pay the money. So it comes out he was an aid, and then he became a dayan. For the Gemara of Atani, we learn not like that. We learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Rosh Hashanah that says, Sanhedrin shero echad, shero ages hanefesh. If a whole Sanhedrin saw the way Reuven killed somebody, shero ages hanefesh. So the locher is, miktsason nasa edim, two of them can become edim, or miktsason nasa dayanim. And three of them could become dayanim. Divrei Rabbi Tapan, that's Rabbi Tapan Shita. Whereas you have to have separate edim and separate dayanim. But the edim cannot become to be dayanim. Rabbi Akiva Raina, Kulam Edim, no, they're all edim. And therefore, v'yein ed nasa dayan. Since all of them saw the way Reuben killed somebody, they all have a loch of edim, and an ed can't be a dayan. Since the Machlokes of Tapan and Rabbi Akiva. Now it's like this. Ad Khan up until now, like Kama Rabbi Tafan of Tafan only said that what? That you could use both Adim and Dayanim here, only Yeladim Miksasa Nasa Adim, or Miksasa Nasa Dayanim, that he only says two of them become Adim, and the rest of them could be Dayanim. True. I will aid Nasa Dayan like Yama, but that the aid himself, if you want to use somebody to be an aid, he himself now Shapaskin should be a Dayan, that's no good. So how could Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya say, I saw you, and therefore I'm paskening that you have to pay? If he was an aid v'dover, he can't be a dayan. So what's it like this? Ki tanya hi. When do we learn this halacha? We're going shiro balayla, where they saw it at night time. The lo neva dina ninu. They're not able to see, to say, to be a dayan at the time. So since at the time when they saw it at night time. Dayanim don't pasken at night time. Therefore, they have to wait till tomorrow till they come to Beis Din. So later, when you come to Beis Din, now if you become an aid cannot be a dayan. But if the Beis Din served by daytime, when there could be a psak, then it's good, then the aid could be a dayan. And Rashi says, Sheru balayla, ulamachros tomorrow kishavoyin lodin, ein donan elapi shemua. We only paskin now the way we hear it from them. In other words, tomorrow when you come to Beis Din, you have to be a real aid. Lefikav, therefore, tzarok lemitzos and lehoyid, you need separate aidim. V'yinein sham ele gimel, there's only three between them. Tzarok leshev acherim lehoyid b'fnayim. You have to have different aidim here. That's because when they saw at night time, they can't be a dying because of their riyah. So you have to wait till tomorrow to hear a shmi, to hear our God to say this. So when the Edom have to say the Haggadah, they cannot become Dayanim. Avorua b'yoyim, but in the case with the Dayanim, three people, saw, like here they saw this person make a busha, hit somebody in the ear, they saw it by daytime, oisin api rihariya, they could paskin right now with their ear, the fact they saw it. L'rabitafin miyad, Rabbi Yudu Nesir Kavitafin, Tzivili Hosa Kavitafin. In other words, you don't have to have Haggadah. We always say, loite shmiya g'dele maria. Like, if you saw it, that's the best thing. So the Dayanim see it by daytime. Right now, their seeing is like an automatic edus. So right now, they have a right to paskin without saying edus. So therefore, since you do not need edim coming up and speaking in front of the Dayanim, there's no problem to have the aid to be a Dayan. Like this, the pshat is you have to have two different people. You have to have two edim saying their edus, standing up in front of the Dayanim that are sitting down. So when you need edim to say their Haggadah, they can't be the Dayanim. But if the Dayanim saw it by daytime they're paskin now because they just saw it. If they just saw it, you don't need edus. You don't have to speak it out. They're real. The fact they saw it, that alone is enough. So you don't need edus. Therefore, the Dayanim could just sit down and paskin according to their riya, according to what they saw. But in this case, you do not need our God to say this. They don't have to speak it out. Therefore, the Dayan could paskin. For Yiboy Yisrael, another Torah says like this. Hochi ka malei. This is what Rav Yudin Nesiyah meant to tell this person. Ho ano, it's me, this svirili ki Rav Yosef Glili. That I also hold like Rav Yosef Glili. The Yoma that we both say, monitsuri. That's what he meant to say. For Sadi de Mesadi Boch. And there are also two Edom here that saw what happened. Therefore, zil havlei monitsuri. There is not to be old Eid not a Dayan and a Chanami. Maybe also holds that Eid cannot be a Dayan. But here he just meant to say, listen, it's me and Rav Yosef Glili both hold that Lachar is that this busha you have to pay monetary, and there are also Edom here that saw you hit this person, therefore you have to pay the money. The other more says, the Sava Rav Akiva, the Yenei Nasadayin, is it true what you say now? That Rav Akiva says, once you saw the action, you cannot be a Dayan anymore, even if you're not saying Edus. But since you saw the action, you can't be a Dayan. I have a Tanya was not like this. Vehiko ish esriyeyo b'yevon o'diegrif. Someone hits his friend with an evan, with a stone, or with a fist. And he killed him to Yechayiv Misa. Now, Shimon atemoni yomer. Ma egrif. What do you mean to say with your fist? Meyuchid she'mosa li'edu li'edim. A fist you could give over to the Beis Din, to the Dayanim, to look at it, to see how strong you are, to see if this fist really has the strength, the power, to kill somebody. Here's a cold hakor that shayach l'day misa. Rashi says, Shemosu li'edu li'edim, she'yochel o'havio le'Beis Din, li'ondoi, to see, im ruya egrev zeh lasos chavoluzu, can your fist really kill him or not? V'yemein roi, if your fist is not fit, lo yishalim, she'machem chalashosu shalzeh rakosle nechvol. Then we said the reason why the guy was killed, or else even got damaged, because the person himself was very weak, but it wasn't called your punch. That's why we dash in this pasuk, egrev means it has to be something that could be taken to bed and could check it out. All right, turn over. Is afkol shemosu liyodo liyedim, something that could be checked out. Prat lishayotso mitachas yad edim. In the case where something comes out, from the Tachas Yad Edim. So Rashi says it means Shenevad Mehem. It's lost. They killed with some type of an instrument, and we don't have that instrument here. O Bezdin Maru, Bezdin didn't see it. His Afafi Shiru Edim Potter. They've been in Umdrim Bezdin. Bezdin has to take that weapon and see if the weapon really has the power to kill him or not. Omel or Rabbi Kiva says, V'chivivnei Bezdin Ko, does it have to be in front of Bezdin that he hit? She Yodim, Kama Hako, how much he hit? V'yamah Hako, and where he hit? Imal Shushukai, or Yatsipa Nafsha, that hit him on the thigh or by the heart. The Yoid, Horesha Dokha Veskaver, Moresha Gag, what's going to be if you push somebody off the roof? Or Moresha Bira, top of the Bira, top of the palace. Or Mace, the person dies. Or Bezdin, Holchim, Mace, Viroi, Bira, Lecha, Fates, or Bezdin. Does Bezdin take the palace, like to check it out to see if the person really could die or not? The Yoid, Im Noflo, Let's say the palace fell down afterwards, so that we have to build up the palace to see how strong it was at the beginning. So Avad is not just like that. We don't have to check out later to see the weapon if it was able to kill or not. But Maisi, if there are Edim that you killed a person, you chayiv misa. Say Elo, rather we dash like this. My egroif miyuchid shumosel yedim. It's given over to Edim. I mean, Edim could see it. Is af kol shumosel yedim. It has to be something that can be given over to Edim. Edim could see it. Prat l'shiyotis evin mitachas yodoy shomaka. Prat in the case where it went out of the hand of the maka, Edim did not see it. Rashi Kolema, Shenevid miyad v'laru Edim. If Edim never even saw the weapon, in such a case, he can't be mechayev misa. Ketani mi is what we learn over here. Omula Rabbi Kiva, v'chibifnei bezin iko, that he hit it in front of a bezin, sheyoidim kama iko, the bezin, how many times he hit him? Or mashma though, ho iko v'fneim, but if mashma, if the person would have hit in front of bezin, then these bezin could be the dayonim. Mashmeid nasa dayin. Ah, you're telling me Rabbi Kiva holds no, and can't be a dayin. So the Moran says, lidvorod Rabbi Shimon atemoni koma. Rav Kiva is only talking about the Shimon HaTemoni. How you dash in this puzzle, that's wrong. But Rav Kiva himself of Ad holds no. Even if Bezdin saw the way Reuben killed somebody, this Bezdin cannot pass canal. If Bezdin saw it, ain't aid, nasadayim. Ton Rabbon, Shor Tam Shehemis. Shor Tam to kill somebody. Fehezik, and it also does damage to somebody. Dora Noisadin in the Foshas, we first kill it. We ain't Dora Noisadin in the Mummis, if we don't pass it anymore, Din the Mummis. That's the law. We do it the first thing. We have the shor killed, and we don't pass the dinim on this. He doesn't have to pay. Rashi says, the tam made him shalom on the gufoi, for ayun niskal, because tam only pays me gufoi from the gufoi of the shor. And here that we killed the shor, there's nothing to pay from. Mu'id though, shamis, if a mu'id killed somebody, the ezek then did damage, don't know the dinim on this. First we value how much it has to pay. The owner has to pay. For choizrin, for don't know the dinim on this. And then tak we pass the dinim on this. Rashi says, that the owner has to pay from his own pocket. Let's say Bezdin first passed on this shore, it's a shore niskol that it deserves mitzah. Then we do not pass on anymore dinim mamnis on the shore. But the chikod mavadano dinim nefashas, remember my heavy. What's wrong? Even if you pass on dinim nefashas first, so what? Lehetiv ladanim nani mamnis. But afterwards, why can't we take the shore of the other baldavram? The one that got hit from the shore, why can't that Baldava take the shore to Bezdin and say, listen, the shore did damage to me, the owner has to pay me money. The Yasmid, they were sitting with Karmel, they were saying over, Hamani of Shimon HaTemonihi. The Yom, Ma Egroi, Meyuchah Shemos Liedim, just like a fist is given over Bezdin.